Hi, Patrick here. And remember that reset button that the Americans and the Russians hit a few years ago? It was supposed to wipe the slate clean, to mix a metaphor. Well, it didn't. Just goes to show that in life and in diplomacy, you can't cure everything by hitting reset. Right now, Americans and Russians are having a terrible time communicating. In fact, they're doing almost as bad a job as they did during the Cold War. They've been talking past each other over gay rights. They've been talking past each other over civil disobedience. They've been talking way past each other over the future of Ukraine. Now, Alina Simone is not going to try and explain this here. No. But she is interested in this gulf of miscommunication between Russians and Americans. Something that, in her case, has boiled down to one seemingly straightforward question and answer. Alina was born to Russian-speaking parents in Ukraine. She now lives in New York, and here she is.
One of the first things my American husband, Josh Knobe, noticed about my Russian family is how blunt they are. Even when you just ask, how are you? You tend to get an honest answer. Sometimes too honest. I grew up with the feeling that how are you is like this invisible demarcation line between Americans and Russians, with Americans feeling fine on one side and Russians feeling less fine on the other. Recently, Josh told me he feels, quote-unquote, reluctantly American when it comes to how are you. Instead of giving the answer everyone expects, he'd rather just kind of tell it like it is. Somehow this idea of feeling reluctantly American about established cultural conventions really struck me, maybe because I feel pretty reluctantly Russian about a lot of things. I wanted to hear more about this feeling. So here we are, hashing out the issue of how we really are in our living room. You're an American and I'm a Russian, but I almost sometimes feel like you're more Russian than I am.
You know, I feel like I became so much more aware of that fact about Americans when I started meeting your family. So as I started to get to know your grandmother, your father, your mother, I suddenly became so much more aware of the funny character of the way Americans ordinarily behave.
I feel like it's getting overblown, the degree to which Russians unload when someone asks them, how are you? It's just a much more subdued response, like, you know, I'm okay, you know? And then they might say one thing, like, my back's been hurting lately. Like, there might be just one little thing to make it clear that they're taking the question seriously.
I wouldn't describe your family as subdued, but rather as overtly despairing. I remember once we were at the 90th birthday party of your grandmother, and I said, congratulations, Babushka, you're 90 years old. And she turned to me and said, ah, so terrible. And then just proceeded to explain that it was really disappointing to her that she was still alive. I feel like if I was just at a bar and I was talking with someone and I said, how are you? And then they said, I'm terribly sad. I would just think like, I love you.
Sometimes when I travel to some just really American place and I'm surrounded by people who truly, in like the best sense of the word, embrace, you know, the qualities that America is famous for, they just seem like so happy to see me, even though they just met me, and so happy that I'm fine and so fine themselves, you know, it's just this like tidal wave of fineness washing over you. And I'm so torn because on the one hand, I'm like, you are just so kind. And I really feel like you are just trying to make me feel at home. But on the other hand, it does fill me with this really hollow feeling. Like it sets a bar that I can never attain. I'm like, I have never been this as fine as the fineness that you're projecting in my entire life. Like it makes me sad because I want to be that fine. And I wish I could flawlessly, you know, pretend. I guess that's really it, that I feel like I'm pretending. When I sort of volley back these really hearty American fines, I just feel like I'm faking it. There's always that voice in the back of my head that's like, how fine are you really?
Research on Americans consistently seems to show that Americans like other people who show a kind of positive attitude. So that kind of positivity that you find so tedious is actually making a really good impression on other Americans.
I see. So then they go to Russia and they get lambasted for being fake and insincere and not showing their real emotions.
New York-based writer Alina Simone and her husband Josh Knobb. And their conversation got us thinking, what would it be like if Americans took the Russian approach to how are you? What would it do? Would it lead to completely different types of conversations? Would it lead to people just droning on forever about how terrible their life is when the person who asked the question in the first place isn't really listening? Could do, unless, of course, you make the answer interesting. Why not give it a try, just for a day? When someone asks you, how are you, give them a true and sincere answer. I'll try it if you do. Let us know what happens. You can post it at pri.org/language or at the World in Words Facebook page, or you can tweet me. My Twitter handle is Patricox, Patricox. See you next time.